This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Jim and Jennifer Kane. Jennifer, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. So if you could kind of just tell, you know, the parishioners, how did you two originally get connected with St. Joan of Arc?
Well,
as Jim, I grew up in Immaculate Heart, so we used to, so we had interaction with Joan of Arc way back then with people in Boy Scouts and so on, different things over time, and sports, and then delayed for a while, then met a few people as I progressed to Cathedral and met some classmates there that were had been at Joan of Arc and so on. But then down the road, we got married in January of 92, and we're living over by Butler and started going to Joan of Arc at that time. So, 92. Okay. Today, a couple of years in the meantime, we had gone to St. John's downtown, but other than maybe a year or two, we've been Joan of Arc that whole from 92 to now.
So when you guys walked in those doors for the first time, what was that like? What are some focal points that really stood out to you from inside the church?
The church was beautiful. We like the old churches that resembled those in Europe, mainly Italy, France, and it was just beautiful.
And then what type of different groups or committees or things have you been able to help out with over the years?
I've done Bible study. I started out with a wedding hostess. I did that for several years, and then I started doing Bible study, and then I became a lector. What else? Oh,
French Market. I helped out with French Market for years, and I've done a little bit helping out with, I guess, the Altar Society and polishing up some of the brass and stuff like that. That's just in the last year or so, but I haven't really done as much of that as I should, but a little bit of that.
Yeah, it says that you helped refurbish the baptismal font.
Yes.
That's great. So, just maybe a couple moments you could share about just some specific times that there's some of your favorite memories of being in the church or just with the community or other parishioners?
Well, I've found that doing Bible study with other parishioners really helps me to get to know the other parishioners and the... Well, what else? Well,
I've enjoyed over time just the community. I mean, we went shortly after we started going there. My parents started kind of switched from Immaculate Heart to Joan of Arc, so we spent several years attending together. And then former neighbors from Immaculate Heart, four members, Karen and Eric Smith, or Blackwell Smith, and the community, and then also rejoining with people from earlier in my life, different families and stuff that we've known either from Joan of Arc or Immaculate Heart or Cathedral or even, you know, Chittard and everything, just doing that. And we've attended, and it's always one of the highlights of the year every year is the French Market. That's always enjoyable, and attending the reverse raffle. And those things always have been sources of enjoyment for us over the years.
Okay.
It's like a big family.
It is.
All the festivals and get-togethers. It feels like home.
Well, if you were going to mention just a couple people that you'd give a little appreciation to that you've been able to work with on these committees or the groups over the years, who'd be one or two people you'd like to mention?
Karen and Eric Smith, Melinda Ravelli, she's just so great, so sweet. Father Guy.
Father Guy, definitely. Yeah. Going back in time, Father Pat Pillow in the earlier days, and Father Guy again helping me personally with three funerals of family members over time. Sad events, but still very supportive, and it was nice to have that as a base to return to in those sad times.
That's great. Well, from everything I've heard from everyone, it's a large family that really helps each other stick together in all aspects of their lives. I think it's a very strong church and faith. So, is there anything else you'd like to add before we close out?
It's just a very welcoming, and as you said, it's a family. We worship as a family. And it just feels like home. We've been to other churches, and nothing feels like St. Joan of Arc.
And Jim, anything for your closing words?
I concur.
Okay. All right. Well, if you could just stay on the line, I'm going to close this out, and I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right.